open our connection for a conversation about what's going on today, and that's what has been going on the last 24 hours or so as we begin a conversational hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here with me, along with a lot of information from various people here and there around the country and around the world. We have some radio, the interviews that some hosts have done, some programs that we monitor. So why not get into some of the information that's interesting about the world as we know it? Or maybe we ought to have a program that's about the world as we'd like it, rather than the world as we know it. Here's the latest, anyway. The Pentagon is stepping up plans for potential intervention in Syria. Here we go again. The UN is urging Syria to allow chemical weapons experts into the country to investigate allegations that chemical weapons have been used there. Syria says any of the allegations of chemical weapons use on the people there are not true. Russia has warned the U.S. and our allies about using the fear of chemical weapons as an excuse to launch military intervention there. Talk host Tommy Tucker now talking to Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about any evidence that Syria has been using chemical weapons. Does it exist?
Let's start with Syria and what we think we know right now.
Yes. Well, we know that there were multiple videos of what appeared to be some sort of chemicals used against civilian populations on at least three occasions. Once back in December in Homs, which is the large Syrian city near the Lebanese border in the north of Lebanon, and in a suburb of Aleppo called Khan al-Asl, and in a suburb of Damascus called Otay. Now, there were multiple videos from each of these three occasions, and it looked like, and I saw you know, at least a good several dozen of them, people were writhing, they were, you know, having serious respiratory problems, they were on air, and they were foaming at the mouth. So wow. Something chemical appeared to have happened.
And there is some, I guess you'd have to put in quotation marks, forensic evidence as well, because somebody, I don't know who it was talking about problems with the chain of custody as far as this evidence goes, right?
Well, I believe it was the British Intelligence Service, MI6, that got blood samples from a number of the victims of the alleged attack outside of Aleppo in Khan al-Asl. Those samples, obviously, you could claim that they weren't necessarily from a victim, that they were taken from somewhere else. Of course, the Syrian government has a multitude of ruses in its bag of tricks. But in any case, that's true. You really can't prove that they came from the victims of those alleged chemical attacks. And also the soil samples, once you get several days beyond the alleged attack, it's difficult to prove what was used. And some of the claims, some of the experts, the Arab experts at least, were saying it's possible it was some other kind of chemical other than the sarin gas or the ricin that we're most worried about, possibly chlorine gas and possibly some sort of phosphorus weapon. The Syrians have a lot of phosphorus because I believe there's a white phosphorus factory outside of Damascus, and I've seen them use phosphorus in Lebanon on a number of occasions when I was there, and you know, they use them sometimes because they don't know what kind of weapons they have in their stockpile. That's what a Syrian officer told me once when they apparently accidentally used a phosphorus weapon.
All right, so Syria and the pretense for war. A lot of people want to talk about this already. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler will follow this on Facebook at, let's see, we got facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show, plus email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Thanks to Mary Harris and Valerie Tutwiler and Stephanie Franklin, all from, let's see here, Mary's in Newark, Ohio, Valerie's in Dallas City, Illinois, and Stephanie's in New Berlin, New York, for conversational tidbits here. The feelings are strong about this, as you might imagine. So what are yours? Here's one of the people that we listen to on a daily basis talk host Chris Baker talking here about Senator Saxby Chambliss commenting that the red line in Syria has been crossed and maybe it's time for us to get involved.
You know, this is stupid. This is moronic. And I don't know what this guy's talking about. They're all bad guys over there. All of them. There are no good guys, nitwit. If he thinks we're falling for this, he's crazy.
The world is watching.
Yeah.
You've got 70.
I don't care if the world is watching, by the way, Mr. Chambliss.
The world is watching.
I don't care.
We've got 70,000 dead people in that part of the world as a result of Bashar Assad. We as America have never let something like that happen before. We've taken action.
What about Mexico?
Now, I don't have the answer. I doubt Claire does as to exactly what we ought to do. But the world is truly watching America right now, particularly with the president saying his red line is
here
a
we
chemical
go.
Weapon.
You Republicans, get off that stupid red line comment. You're a bunch of idiots. All right, listen, these guys are talking about 70,000 people killed over there. He doesn't know that 70,000 people have been killed over there. But I will tell you this, in a country just south of us, about 30,000 to 40,000 people have been slaughtered down there. I don't see any of you nitwits talking about that. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Saxby Chambliss. I mean, come on. Who is this guy? What does this guy think? We're stupid? Chambliss, he gets out the red line comment. You now watch. Prediction. Write this down. You're going to start seeing all these Republicans run around like that Skeletor John McCain. Hey, the president was talking about a red line with chemical weapons. Hey, shut up. All right? Get off the red line rhetoric. All right? How about this? How about the red line of Americans who are in the red unemployment line? How about that one? Can we worry about that for a while? How about the red line of illegal aliens you're about to try to give amnesty to and further destroy our nation, you nitwits?
888-302-3684. Are we a nation of nitwits is the question. All right, so later on in the hour, we talk about Jason Collins, the NBA player, coming out, as it were. A lot of interesting conversation about that. More on the bombing and the female DNA that was found in the bomb as they put the pieces together. And why is the government buying so much ammunition? That's a conversation that started last week here on this program, in fact. Lots of conversation, including your calls on Syria, up next here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle.
There was this
angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
We're off to a terrific start in this hour of the Good Day program with Thoughts About Syria. Let's get to your calls at 888-302-3684. Roy in Indiana says we need to bring our troops home, protect ourselves, and forget about Syria.
I think we need to bring the troops home and put them on our border. I don't believe we need to send our troops over to another country for another 8 or 10 year fight. Our debt is high enough. We're borrowing money from China to fight them. And I just feel like it's time we bring our troops home and put them on the border. We got to protect our borders. Russia and China is doing theirs. So why can't we? And let the United Nations take over.
All right, so our conversation here is about Syria and whether or not they're using chemical weapons and whether we should get involved. Janice in Louisiana has some strong feelings.
It shouldn't be an option to go into Syria. In fact, we need to get out of the war business, period. Bring our troops home to take care of this country and this hemisphere and help others when able. The fact is, we are making enemies. Our strategy is screwed up, and our tactics are insane. Our strategy is to arrest terrorism, to protect this country by becoming terrorists ourselves, by using tactics pell-mell when invading, bombing, and killing too many innocent people. We must not be afraid to do the right thing, and killing is not right.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you 100%, man, by the way. I think you're right on. What do you think? 888-302-DOUG. Let's see here. Moving to Kelly in Montana.
Had we acted 2 years prior, we probably would have been able to do something. But now the regime is, you know, it's really entrenched. And, you know, you got China on one side backing them, and you got Russia on the other side. And it really makes for a bad situation. You know, and it doesn't matter who's in office. If we had a Mitt Romney or President Obama right now, we're staring at a real bad problem. And the bad thing about it is if we try to bomb them and we hit one of their weapons of mass destruction plants, it could possibly be worse. Probably the worst thing we could do. So, looking at it, it's a lose-lose all the way around.
Lose-lose. Here's Tamara in California. Look out if we get involved in Syria.
I wanted to comment that I don't think the discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria is at all realistic. It's quite clear that if the United States intervenes in Syria, we will be at war with Russia. And for the first time in decades, we're enjoying improved relations with Russia, particularly with regard to international security and suppression of international terrorism. So I'm puzzled that there's even a discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria.
All right. Pretty good callers regarding Syria here. Thank you. 21 after the hour. Back to the situation in Boston after these words.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302 Doug. Today is Willie Nelson's birthday. Born in the state in Abbott, Texas, 1933 was the year. He was just a singing cowboy. Sort of reminds me of the story of Gene Autry, I think. Well, both of them. Now a superstar. His major concern is the welfare of the American farmer. Thank God for that. That's pretty much the Willie Nelson story. And I think that's the way he would describe himself. As I've written a couple of stories, actually, about him for a farm publication that I write for from time to time. I've read a lot about Willie Nelson. Pretty interesting guy. His major love throughout his life has been to sing and play his guitar. He's had a couple of different wives. Hasn't spent much time with his children. He seems just a guy who's so restless that he just moves, keeps moving, which is the case with a lot of people, I guess. You can't recognize what you got, so you go look for something else. But I'm so happy he's dedicated to the plight of the American farmer. Every year he leads the farm aid benefit to raise money, help poor farmers who have lost so much to major farm conglomerates and big government. Willie Nelson has had his own problems with the government. You may remember a few years back he owed $32 million in back taxes. He instead of losing his ranch in Texas, he did an album. It was dedicated to the IRS, and he paid him off. So there you go. The story of Willie Nelson, whose birthday is today here on Good Day. Meanwhile, back to the serious issues of the day, the Boston bombing situation. There's a psychiatrist who wants to look at the brain of the older brother to look for evidence as to what might have driven him to commit these heinous acts. Dr. Michael Craig Miller wants to determine if his boxing career may have left him brain damaged. What an interesting story, huh? How about that? The boxing career. This is sort of from the same page that one might find. The football discussions have been going on, all the brain injuries because of that. It'll be an interesting twist on the story. Because of his brain damage, might he have been prone to depression and aggression? 888-302-3684. What do you think of that theory? Meanwhile, with the other brother who's still alive, prosecutors and lawyers are trying to figure out a way to make a deal
in which the younger brother would cooperate in exchange for avoiding the death penalty. The details of these negotiations are coming out now in Boston, some of the local newspapers, the Herald and the Globe this morning, talking about a lawyer who has helped other high-profile suspects cut deals that kept them out of the execution chamber. Attorney Judy Clark's past clients included Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, more recently Jared Loughner, who was spared facing the death penalty in Tucson, remember, for shooting up the mall and killing a couple of people and shooting Gabby Giffords. That was back in 2011. So she's on the team now. He's charged with using weapons of mass destruction, so that, with the three people dying, would have carried the death penalty because of a federal charge. And so if his older brother were alive, he would get it for sure because he's probably the trigger man. Most everybody's figured that out. FBI is also looking into the brothers meeting with two men considered radical Muslims during the summer of 2012. So all of this stuff adding up. Have a little bit more on this in a few moments. We have to pause now. Coming down to the bottom of the hour, 28 past the hour, as a matter of fact, on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. 42 is a new well-reviewed film about the well-known story of Jackie Robinson. Any application of this movie to race in America currently?
It wasn't just that Jackie Robinson was a great player. He had a great character. He had the strength of character to withstand the sort of taunts that were inevitably going to come his way. And that was why he, instead of, say, Roy Campanella, became the first person to break the color barrier in baseball.
Race, for me, is the fault line underneath this entire country. Country, and we never deal with it in as open and transparent a fashion as we should. This helps people understand and talk about and debate and discuss the issue of race in this country. I'm all for it. This film does it. Everyone should see it. And my kids who are into their sports know the Jackie Robinson story, but they don't know the details and they don't know actually how hard it was on a day-to-day basis. And I think this film brings it home.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Zephyr charging into your home or into your car, into your office, wherever you are. Doug in the Good Day program with nuggets of news. Some of the important stories that'd be good for a discussion conversation. A lot of people still talking about the Boston Marathon bomber. So you heard me perhaps in the last half hour talk about how it may be, according to the doctor who's examining the brain of the older brother, that his boxing career could have left him brain damaged. Interesting counter to that comes from a former boxing coach. The bomber's former boxing coach says his one-time pupil may have been dispirited by boxing setbacks, but that's no reason for the attacks that kill these people. The coach is clear. Don't blame the metamorphosis from seemingly well-adjusted American immigrant with dreams of representing the U.S. in the Olympics into a radicalized killer because he was an amateur boxer. That's ridiculous, says Bob Russo of Portland, Maine. You can't tie the sport of amateur boxing that's helped so many immigrants and unfortunate people to his transition to radical Islam. It's a reach. Takes more than that. I didn't look at him that closely, the Facebook stuff and all that, but he seemed just like a typical refugee kid. It's a reach that amateur boxing dashed his dreams and caused his tragedy. According to the New York Times today, the transition from his promise of being a successful pugilist with a flair for the dramatic into the bomber can be traced to two events concerning his career. The paper says that he won the New England Golden Gloves Championship in 2009 in the 201-pound division, progressing to the organization's Tournament of Champions later that year in Salt Lake. There, he lost a close decision to the late Lamar Fenner of Chicago. It was a close fight, but close, you win or lose, that sort of thing. I'm going to go, not necessarily out on a limb here, but I'm going to tell you a bit of a story that concerns me
I have, for several years now, been very active as an opponent to the playing of football, with the current conditions being as they are and not changing. That is, with a headgear that doesn't really protect the head and the neck being completely vulnerable. There are any number of studies now that have been done by legitimate companies like Seriscan in Denver, looking into these problems of hundreds and hundreds. As a matter of fact, I think they've studied 3,400 NFL football players, and they have found many of the same things, especially as the game gets rougher, people get hit harder, there are really serious damages being done, and also to players of soccer, even cheerleaders, wrestlers, boxers, all of these people have the same potential to have brain damage. And why do you think the NFL put $75 million into the contract with the players to protect families and so forth if the players have problems later in life? They're doing it for a reason, not because they want to, but because they're acknowledging with that there is a problem with the game. So all of this denial from the fellow who's the coach, I think one would check to find out what he really knows about the fate of many boxers. My father, one of them, who developed Meniere's disease, various brain trauma, strokes as a result of it, that kind of stuff. I think there may be more to this. Not that it excuses it, because it doesn't. But it makes for a fairly interesting conversation. So today you can say, hey, did you hear the story about the bomber? He was a boxer. Maybe that's what made him do it. Maybe, who's going to know? Maybe if this doctor studies his brain, he can find that out. That's probably actually a pretty good idea. The discussion continues now with a Jake Tapper conversation here with the two former CIA operatives. I think we only have one of them, though. This guy's name is Bob Baer. Baer is convinced the two brothers in this case did not act alone, even though you hear a lot of authorities say the brothers did act alone, but they're going to probe this information anyway to the Russian connection.
What's the biggest clue investigators have to work with to find out how this plot all came together?
You know, my opinion is it's the circuitry of the bomb. You know, there's a certain signature they're going to find on this. And I've seen multiple reports, Wall Street Journal, ABC News, CNN, and on, the police are looking at this as a sophisticated device which does not precisely follow the internet plans that are in Inspire magazine. If that's the case, there's a master bomber out there. If there's a master bomber, is he in Dagestan or is he in the United States? Because if he's in the United States, there's a chance he could strike again. And I'm waiting for an FBI agent to step forward either in trial or before to tell me just how sophisticated this thing was.
So last week, I interviewed a cab driver. He picked up the Tsarnaev brothers, he says, and Department of Homeland Security officials have interviewed him and are reportedly taking his story seriously. He picked them up the day before the attacks in nearby Malden, Massachusetts. And according to his story, they had two knapsacks, one of which he held at one point, and it was heavier than he thought it would be. And he drove them too close to their home in Cambridge. I suspect that the FBI and other officials, law enforcement community, are following up that clue, but that might suggest that the bombs were fashioned in Malden or nearby Malden. What would you make of that?
I think they were either out there practicing with the firing devices, or they picked them up from somebody. I mean, you know, if they made them off the internet in their kitchens, they wouldn't be carrying them into rural Massachusetts outside of town. It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, Jake, it comes back to the fact that I've played with these things a long time, you know, 35 years now, and it's very difficult to make them go off. And in an attack like this, the last thing you want is a bomb to be a dud, because the plot is uncovered, everybody goes to jail, nothing happens. It doesn't serve their purposes, their ideological purposes. So you want these things to be foolproof, and in order to have them foolproof, you need a bomb maker to do it, or someone with a lot of practice. You know, otherwise, these things just don't go off with that consistency that they managed to make, you know, make happen.
888-302-3684. Officials are trying to determine whether the female DNA found on the piece of the pressure cooker used in that explosive device was from Catherine Russell, the wife of the older brother. who said she didn't know anything about it. So if she didn't and it wasn't hers, whose was it? Will obviously be the interesting question that we worked on during the day and through the rest of the week. I think there's some interesting information here. The FBI says that there is investigation going on into conversations. As I said, the older brother may have been connected to somebody back home. Senator Lindsey Graham says that there are a lot of letters back and forth the FBI received from the Russians and wants to know why nobody worried about that. So the lady who's not able to come over here, the mother, says that she thinks her sons were wonderful. They didn't have any connection to terrorist organizations, but there still is a mystery man connected to them who, excuse me, apparently, according to the FBI and the CIA, is some kind of Islamic radical. So you knew sooner or later that was going to come up one way or the other. They're going to be those who accuse radical Islam, and maybe they are the culprit here. 888 wouldn't be the first time. 888-302-3684. In a moment, NBA star Jason Collins makes news, and we'll talk about that in just a matter of a few minutes. Stand by.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Insight Daily Radio.
I started out in law, and I was actually clerking for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor when I realized that I actually wanted to be a writer.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
When I look back at my past, I did so many things to prepare myself to be a writer, but I think I wanted to be a writer so much that I wouldn't even allow myself to admit it. I drifted into law school because it seemed like a good idea, and I was good at research and writing and would keep my options open, but eventually I got to the point where the desire to be a writer became so overpowering that I decided I'd rather fail as a writer than succeed as a lawyer. One of the epigraphs for my new book is a line from Samuel Johnson. To be happy at home is the ultimate result of all ambition. Now, this struck me as debatable, but I thought for myself it was true that really for me, and I think for many people, home is the foundation of a happy life. And so many elements of happiness come together in home. Things like time, possessions, body, family, marriage, neighborhood. And I really wanted to go very deeply into this idea of home. In my earlier book, The Happiness Project, I sort of thought about generally about the wide principles of happiness. And this time I wanted to go very deeply into the idea of home and understand if I could do everything that I could think of to be happier at home, could I make myself happier at home?
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen of the Good Day Program. Are we experts in conversation? I don't know what that means, but there certainly is a reason to believe that we've got our eye on the ball and our ear on the rail, as it were, to find out what people are talking about. And such is the case with NBA star Jason Collins, who in Sports Illustrated reveals that he is a gay man, first for an active professional American athlete, 34-year-old NBA center. He is a free agent. So what do you make of all of the hoopla about him? Here's Scott Pelley talking to reporter Ben Tracy about some of the reaction to Jason Collins coming out.
His letter began this way. I'm a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black, and I'm gay. With that, Jason Collins of the Washington Wizards became the first active player in one of the Big Four sports to come out. Collins said he didn't set out to be first, but added, I'm happy to start the conversation. And we have learned it was a conversation joined almost immediately by President Obama, who phoned Collins to congratulate him. We asked Ben Tracy to tell us about what may be a turning point for American sports.
Collins with a dunk.
The 12-year NBA veteran says the toughest part of his career has been hiding the fact that he's gay. In a letter posted on SportsIllustrated.com, Jason Collins wrote, "It takes an enormous amount of energy to guard such a big secret. I've endured years of misery and gone to enormous lengths to live a lie. I was certain that my world would fall apart if anyone knew." The 34-year-old says the Boston Marathon bombings reminded him that life is short. Things can change in an instant, so why not live truthfully, he wrote.
Did you see this coming?
Nobody saw this coming. Jason Collins wasn't on anybody's radar screen.
Jim Buzinski is a founder of Outsports.com, which covers gay issues in sports.
Are you surprised that the first openly gay player is from the NBA?
Very surprised. We did a poll on Outsports.com about 6 weeks ago, and the NBA was last. And when we asked readers which pro sports league would have the first openly gay player, at like 4%. And for some reason, the perception was the NBA was more homophobic.
John Amici revealed he's gay after he retired from the NBA in 2007.
I think now what we are seeing is a new strident set of young people, young athletes, who are saying, you know what, it's not enough. This is something I love. It's not enough to be neutral. At some point, as a person of great power and influence, as an athlete, you either stand for equality or you don't.
Many players expressed support today, including Lakers All-Star Steve Nash.
I think he's going to make a huge impact on a lot of people. I think most importantly, a lot of young people.
How will other players respond? Collins wrote, "The simple answer is, I have no idea. The biggest concern seems to be that gay players will behave unprofessionally in the locker room. My behavior wasn't an issue before, and it won't be one now."
Both the NBA and the Washington Wizards immediately issued statements of support for Collins after he came out. Scott, Collins is a free agent, so we don't yet know how or if his opportunities with the NBA will be affected by being openly gay.
You know, this reminds me, if you haven't seen the movie 42, go see it, the story of Jackie Robinson. This kind of stuff comes from that same kind of curveball. The folks who have a heart, you got a problem with somebody who's gay, that's your problem. And those who work on the other side of the fence, if you will, cross the line, whatever it is that you use to describe someone who's not quote-unquote normal or not the same as you are. Here's a good basketball player, the hoopla. I think it's pretty interesting on both sides of this. He apparently went to Stanford with Chelsea Clinton, and President Bill Clinton, immediately after this became news, offered his support. He said, quote, "Jason's announcement today is an important moment for professional sports and in the history of the gay community. It is also the straightforward statement of a good man who wants no more than what so many of us all are seeking, to be able to be who we are, to do our work, to build families, and to contribute to our communities." So that plus President Obama calling him to offer his support after the announcement the president offered congratulations. That'll really, the anti-Obamaites will love that. They'll take their shots. He offered congratulations, support on Collins' courage, willingness to be the first in pro sports to make his announcement. Mrs. Obama also showed her support on a Twitter post, quote, "So proud of you, Jason. This is a huge step forward for our country. We've got your back," she tweeted. Signed it, Mo. Anyway, so that means an aide didn't send the message. She actually sent it. Jay had not talked to the president, Jason Collins, known by Jay, I guess by his friends. Anyway, is that much ado about nothing, or is it something serious to talk about? I'm betting that there are some people who like to talk about it, so here you go. There's the information, 51 after the hour.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at 53 past the hour to our friends listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to Good Day, Akron, Ohio, Monterey, California, Syracuse, New York, and all around the middle of the state of New York and the state of confusion. Plus the people listening around the world at DougStephan.com and many of the other ways, armed, I still kind of find myself calling Armed Forces Radio. It's American Forces Radio, but all the great downloads, the apps, TuneIn Radio, it's just everywhere, and it's good to be able to find things when you want to hear them. You can download this program any time of the day or night. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. So we spent some time talking about the bombing, what's going on in Syria, the aftermath of certain things. I think there's more to be said here about Jason Collins, including after the announcement being made, a lot of support on Twitter. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Mike Wallace posted a less than supportive tweet aimed at Mr. Collins. All these beautiful women in the world and guys want to mess with other guys. That's suggesting Mr. Wallace doesn't have a clue. That's all right. There is plenty of room for Bubba in all this for sure. Here are our hosts Eric Bilstad and John McCurry talking to Gary Hollander from Diverse and Resilient about the reaction Collins is likely to get from fans and others who are players and involved in the NBA.
Your reaction to that news, Terry?
Well, I think in his own words, Jason has been saying that this is not his first disclosure of his sexual orientation as a gay man, but it's his first big public primetime one. But clearly this is a big deal for many younger LGBT athletes and other athletes who also have important stories to tell about their own lives.
Do you think there are a lot of LGBT professional athletes that we don't know about?
Well, I'm sure there are some. I don't know about the a lot. Part of my organization's work is that we do research, and so I typically don't respond to a numbers question without actually doing the research. But there are certainly others.
Gary, what do you think's going to happen with this? Do you think he's going to be well accepted over the years? Do you think this is just the first domino of what's going to be many others who come out?
Well, I think it is going to be, it's actually not the first in the domino. I just want to point out and remind people that while he's the first person in the NBA, we have people like Martina Navratilova who came out over 30 years ago.
Very true.
So it's the first recent one, and it's the first extraordinarily highly compensated one. But, you know, I think that a lot of people don't necessarily distinguish between avoidance and tolerance and acceptance. And I think that what we're going to probably see is a bunch of tolerance. People are going to make this sort of a non-issue, but that's not the same thing as acceptance, which would be quite a bit different. You know, we don't, for example, make a big deal about heterosexual NBA players coming out, and they do so all the time. Depends on who's on their arm at a party or what scandal has been attached to their recent behaviors. We don't really pay much attention to that, but that's acceptable. And this, you know, I suspect is going to be more tolerated for a while, but people can move toward that acceptance, embracing this man for all of whom he is.
I have to tell you, Gary, I do have a little bit of a fear that in this ugly, sometimes intolerant society that we tend to live in, especially if you're at a sporting event and the beer is flowing and people are loud and the competition's rocking, that there will be, unfortunately, some ugly incidents with people saying inappropriate and stupid things, and it will be difficult.
Well, I'm sure people will say ignorant and stupid things. That there's no there's no law against saying ignorant, stupid things, so people will do that. But I also think we're going to see, the opportunity for many fans who, you know, have friends and colleagues and perhaps spouses, or they themselves are gay or lesbian people, are going to be quite supportive. And, you know, it would be nearly impossible to find a family in the United States today that doesn't have lesbian or gay, bisexual or transgender people in their families.
It's a changing world we live in, Master Jack. With the simplest of sentences, Jason Collins set aside years of worry and silence to become the first active player in one of the four major sports to come out as gay. And you can be sure that the sports talk radio world today will have this on its mind and not much else when it comes to what they call the lead story. What happens when they come out of the news broadcast or the sports news broadcast? Certainly there's going to be a lot of discussion about the games that are being played and the players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is going to occupy a lot of air time, if you will, the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm sure we'll have some more reaction to it as the day goes on and the week goes on. For now, this hour over of conversation, Doug Steffens, good day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.